With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Full Album Fridays.
KXFM brings you Full Album Fridays once a week, where we journey through a new record from an artist's perspective. I'm Erica Delamar, and today we are so excited to be featuring Liverpool band Circa Waves and their fifth studio album, Never Going Under, coming to us from Pios. We are joined by the lead singer, Kieran, who is going to share with us their new record. Kieran, thank you so much for being here, and congratulations on Never Going Under.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Well, let's talk a little bit about where the band is, what you've all been up to, and about the album, of course. You've all been making music together for about 10 years. How do you feel that the band's sound has progressed, or do you feel that the artistic direction has changed at all since you first formed?
We've always been a fan of bands who've evolved and like changed. You know, I listen to a lot of the Beatles and love bands like Fleetwood Mac and stuff. So for us, it's always been like since we did that first record, was very like garagey, punky kind of vibes. And then we always wanted to progress from there and make more sort of expansive music. And it's over time, it's still stayed pretty like rocky, I guess, but certainly experimented a little bit more with different textures and different instruments. And I would get bored if I just did the same stuff over and over again. So we're always changing a little bit.
I read for this record that not only did you write the songs, but you also produced the album. I'm wondering, was that a new experience for you? And what was that experience like?
Yeah, well, I started writing at the start of the lockdown pandemic for this record because I just had nothing else to do, basically. And I've always produced I've got like a little room in my house where I produce and make stuff. So like production and songwriting for me is very much, it exists in the same space. It's like sort of happens at the same time. So like I'll have a drum beat or a synth sound or like a piano part that someone sent me. And it'll just sort of happen at the same time. So I've always produced our last few records, and I'm just obsessed with sounds, really. I could stay awake all night and think about like a snare drum. I'm a bit of a loser in that sense. But yeah, I'm obsessed with production, do a lot of it. And I've just been doing it for 8 hours today. So I can't stop. I can't stop myself.
Was there a certain sound that you found yourself gravitating towards or that you wanted to incorporate in the record?
Yeah, there's a thing called the Mellotron, which is like a really old, the Beatles used to use it loads. I think it was on Penny Lane. And it's like this, it comes from this old machine that has rolls of 8-second tape, and they recorded like old violins and old cellos and old, you know, woodwind instruments. And there's plugins now that you can sort of use these sounds on, and it gives this like, it almost sounds like old fashioned, but you can put a modern twist on it. So I use the Mellotron loads. I think Gorillaz use Mellotron quite a lot as well. So that was quite inspirational. And then there's a website called Splice where you can get loads and loads of drum beats from. So I always get inspired by like beats as well. So that was, drum sounds and like the Mellotron are probably the big things for me.
It's always fun going through Splice and going through all the different sounds and thinking, oh, what's this? Or I like this, but what if I alter the sound to this? I feel like you can go down a great rabbit hole of beats because it's so much fun.
Yeah, there's a guy who does drums on there, and his drum packs are called like Oliver, I think. And they're so popular now. I think like I was speaking to Mike from Royal Blood, and he used it loads on the last record. And I know that like Dua Lipa's producer used it loads as well. So everybody's got the same drum beats on their albums, but it's as long as you surround it with interesting stuff, it becomes unique, you know?
No, of course, because Circle Waves, Dua Lipa, and Royal Blood, you all have very distinct sounds from each other. So I would never have thought that you use the same beat pack unless you had said something. Since the release of your previous album, you became a father. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did that influence your writing of this album in any way?
Well, I mean, for example, I'm currently in my living room and my son is just above me getting put to bed, and I can hear him making loads of noise. So I have to like escape him to do interviews now, which is quite funny. But yeah, it's good. It's like everything, all your focus that was once on yourself is on somebody else, and everything that you're doing is for them as opposed to yourself, which is just a complete shift in your mentality. And you know, you want to stay fit because you want to be healthy for them. You want to make money because you want to be able to provide nappies and food. You want to, you know, you want to go take him away on nice trips and stuff. So everything becomes about him, really. And that's something that just takes over your whole being, I guess. So ultimately, like the songs that I write now, I can't help but sort of include him in those as well, you know?
Would you say that it was a bit of a theme for Never Going Under?
Yeah, there's definitely a few songs that are inspired by being a dad and being like what a man is, I suppose, what like the sort of paternal thing is. Because my dad's very different to me. My dad's like an electrician. So like an electrician versus like an artist, it's very different. Sort of, you know, he can fix everything in a house and I'm like useless when it comes to all DIY stuff. So it's interesting trying to think about all that stuff. And I like to write about all those sorts of things.
Kieran, what does the title of the album Never Going Under mean to you?
It means like resilience, I guess. I mean, like about a year or so ago, I got tinnitus, which I thought basically was the end of my musical career. I had sent an email to my manager saying like, I'm going to have to stop doing the band and all this kind of stuff. And it was such a massive thing for me. And then over the months, I sort of learned to live with it and got over it, and then kind of felt like I really overcame such a thing that like depressed me so much. And then I wrote Never Going Under as a sort of response to that. Like, it's a song about like getting up and going for it and just like taking life by the reins, if you will. So it's, this album is as much therapy for me as I hope that it is for other people as well.
Thank you for sharing that. I also read that all the members of Circle Waves take on multiple responsibilities aside from writing the music together. We know that you did the production work for the record. Your guitarist, Joe, directs the music videos. Sam, the bassist, puts together the details for the live shows. And Colin, the drummer, manages social media and promotion. That must be pretty fun for all of you to really be at the helm for all of these big decisions, where typically bands have a management team to sort out those details. Do you think this has allowed for Circle Waves as a band to become closer and to make a clearer identity for Circle Waves?
Yeah, I think like there's a lot more. There's just a lot more that needs to be done when you're in charge of everything. So it's like, ultimately, when the end result comes out, like the album, you're so much more proud of it because we've done it ourselves. It's like when you cook a meal for yourself, it tastes so much better, you know, because you've done it yourself. And when we play a gig and Sam, our bass player, has organized all the live tracks and everything, he gets so much pride out of doing that, and I'm proud of him. And then Joe, our guitarist, directing our videos, you know, I'm so happy for him when he's made up with the end result. It's great. And I love producing music, and the boys let me sort of go off on my mad ideas and I mess around as much as I like. So I just think I would encourage any band or any artist to do more of that kind of stuff, because it does give you a lot more pride in the end product, you know.
That's awesome. Well, let's take a listen to the album. Again, we are joined today by Kieran of Liverpool band Circle Waves, and we're listening to their fifth studio album, Never Going Under, and it's coming to us from Pios. The first track is the title track. Musically, what a way to open up the album. The first beat truly drew me in right away, and you spoke a little bit about the lyrics of this song earlier in our conversation. So compositionally, what was the process for putting together Never Going Under?
I think this was just a response to not playing live. Like, production-wise, we weren't playing live at all. So I wanted a track that felt like when we do get to go out and play these gigs again, it's going to blow people away. It's sort of this big bombastic statement of intent for the record that's going to follow it. And it's got huge drums. Like, there's four basses in it. I don't know if there's ever been four basses in a song before. So yeah, it's meant to just blow your head off a little bit, really, and sort of prepare you for the rest of the record.
Never Going Under, the title track of Circle Waves' new album on KXFM's Full Album Fridays. And Kieran is here sharing with us each song on the record. The second song on Never Going Under is Do You Want to Talk? I love the beat of this song, and the bass just had me dancing straight away. And I think it's the pre-chorus, that stripped down bit before it really picks up in the chorus, is so brilliant. Tell us a little bit about writing Do You Want to Talk?
I have like a kind of lifelong obsession with Phoenix. So I'm always like trying to rip them off a little bit. So this song is no exception to that. And it's kind of, you know what, it's just about like drinking too much and like being a little bit drunk, thinking that you're really cool, but like realizing like the day after that you're definitely not cool.
I hold on tight to something strong, 'cause I'm about to fall. The my talk, but I'm not thinking straight. Guess I'm gonna pay for this. Do you wanna talk? Do you wanna talk? Do you wanna talk? Both my eyes are glazed as I stumble away from you. I'm so removed, I get consumed by every single song. I spilled my drink and now I think some coke gets kicking off. I'd like to think that I call the shots, but by the look on your face, I think I've not. She said, do you wanna talk? Do you wanna talk? Do you wanna talk? I'm not thinking straight. I guess I'm gonna pay for this. Do you wanna talk? Do you wanna talk? Do you wanna talk? Both my eyes are glazed as I stumble away from you. From you.
Talk by Circle Waves on KXFM's Full Album Fridays. And now we're going to listen to the third song on Never Going Under. This is Hell on Earth. Kieran, tell us about Hell on Earth. What was the inspiration for the song?
It feels like every time you turn the news on or look on your phone, there's like a new thing to be terrified of, whether it be like a new war or a cost of living crisis or climate change. You know, there's always something quite hellish, and it just sometimes feels like it is hell on earth, and there's always something wrong and something terrible around the corner. So this song is a bit of a vent, really. It's just me kind of saying, isn't it annoying how awful all these things are? So it's a bit of a, like, it's a therapy session for myself.
I don't care. every single day, just so I've got something interesting to say. Turns out when you grow up, you still don't know the way. And I think I've died and gone to hell and gone to hell. Yeah, I think I've died and gone to hell
and gone to hell.
Hell on Earth by Circle Waves on Full Album Fridays, and we're joined by Kieran of the Liverpool band, who is sharing with us their fifth studio album, Never Going Under. The following song is titled Your Ghost. The bass line is so groovy. Kieran, what is this song about? Tell us about Your Ghost.
It's a little bit morbid, to be honest, mate. It's Well, it's like I've got quite an imagination. So this is about like if your partner were to pass away, you know, die. It's like the idea that you love them so much that you want them to haunt you, like as a ghost. You want them to come back and still be like present in your life. Because like the idea of a ghost is that it's like quite scary. But this is like, oh no, this person in the song wants this person to come back and haunt them because they just love them so much. So it's like, it's romantic and terrifying all at once.
One, two, three. Yeah, I hope your ghost will haunt me. I hope I hear you calling my name.
That was Your Ghost by Circle Waves on KXFM Laguna Beach. And now we're at the fifth song on Never Going Under. This is Carry You Home. The arrangement and production of this piece is so intricate. Kieran, tell us about writing Carry You Home.
Yeah, this is kind of like, there's like big 80s drums, there's quite a few synth stuff, but it's ultimately like a kind of folky, it originates as like a folk song. And then I was listening to loads of like the band Bleachers. So I was listening to a lot of them and like Jack Antonoff, and I thought, what if I make this folk song into like a big driving sort of 80s-y folky tune? And it really worked, I think. And it's all about my son, and when my son was born, we weren't able to bring him home from the hospital for like 5 days. And I had this like just desire to carry him home and like to protect him. And it was like, I'd never felt anything like it in my life. Once we got him home, obviously it was brilliant, but I wrote a song about that moment in time.
By Circle Waves on 104.7 KXFM, and we're listening to the Liverpool band's new album, Never Going Under, coming to us from Pios. We've reached the sixth song on Never Going Under. This is Northern Town. Lyrically, this may be my favorite song on the album, along with Hold On, which we'll listen to in a little bit. Kieran, what does Northern Town mean to you?
Well, it's all about being from Liverpool, really, which is a northern town in England. There's definitely a north-south divide in the UK, where it feels like the south is the richer and the more conservative, and then the further north you go, it feels more, you know, more liberal and slightly more working class. So the kind of idea of being from a northern town is this, the unity that you get from your city or the village that you're in, it kind of fills you with pride quite a lot. And Liverpool feels very much like a sort of us against them city, because we've been told that we're not very good many times over the years. So yeah, it's just a song about being proud of where I'm from, really.
That was Northern Town by Circle Waves on KXFM's Full Album Fridays. And now we're at the seventh song on Never Going Under. It's titled Electric City. This is such a thoughtful song with a lot of observations. You talk about there being short news cycles where we're listening to a news story on a Saturday that's pretty explosive and has a lot of impact for people. And then 2 days later, we forget about it, even though we're all constantly plugged in on our phones. What drew you to write a song about these topics?
It kind of was in a similar vein as Hell on Earth. It was like just this news cycle that we're always plugged into. And social media being, I mean, there's nothing new, people talking about how sort of bad social media is for all of us. But I particularly felt it was bad. And then thinking about what my son will have in 15 years when he's on social media, like what on earth will it be like in that time? Who knows? But it's ultimately like a bit of a toxic thing, I think. So Electric City was just me sort of pointing the finger at that and saying, isn't that a bit mad?
Electric City by Circle Waves on KXFM Laguna Beach, and we are now going to listen to the eighth song on Never Going Under. This track is called Want It All Today. Kieran, share with us the process of writing Want It All Today.
Well, this was a co-write, so Sam, our bass player, sent me an email with this piano part, which I just thought was so cool and so interesting. It reminded me of like Supertramp and Elton John and all this kind of really funky stuff. And I, it didn't sound like Circle Waves, but I still wanted to write a song to it. So I wrote like lyrics and like a melody over the top of it. But we all just kind of loved it so much that we were like, let's just put it on the album. Like, let's not worry that it doesn't sound like Circle Waves. So yeah, it's become one of our favorites. And, it's the first ever co-write that I've ever done for Circle Waves. So that was quite cool.
Reality show, and you just want the vibe. think you're in luck, 'cause you are hollow, but still ripped as fuck, conceited and cold. You think you're okay, but when you get out, the papers will say you just want the today.
That was Circle Waves with their song Want It All Today on KXFM Laguna Beach. We've got a few songs left to listen to on their fifth studio album, Never Going Under. The following song is Golden Days. Kieran, what is the story behind Golden Days?
This was like just my attempt at making like a big festival song, I guess. In fact, it was called Festival Song on my computer for like 6 months. I just wanted to make something that sounded huge and something that felt like obviously anthemic, if you know what I mean. I wanted something that tied in the rest of the record. So it's got like, it's got similar synths to like Carry You Home, similar drums to Carry You Home. And sometimes you just need tracks that make the record feel cohesive. And this was one that I think hopefully pulled together the rest of the songs.
I
Golden Days by Circle Waves on KXFM's Full Album Fridays. And now we're going to listen to the second to last song on Never Going Under. This track is called Hold On. This might be my favorite song on the album. You slow it down a little bit, and lyrically, like I said earlier, I love this song. Walk us through putting together Hold On.
Well, thank you very much, first of all. It's also my brother's favorite song, so you're in good company. I think, like, I often write a lot of songs like this, but if we put too many of them on a record, it wouldn't feel like a Circle Waves album. But yeah, this is one about a friend of mine who suffers with mental health, and it's kind of a message to him to hold on and sort of to let him know that I'm thinking of him. But I wanted it to feel, in terms of production, kind of like vintagey. And I was listening to a lot of like that new Haim record that came out, and there was loads of really cool production on that. And I was like trying to sort of mimic some of the guitar sounds of that, really. It's really nice, and it's just a cool moment in the album, I think.
Too much gold.
such a beautiful song. That was Hold On by Circle Waves on KXFM Laguna Beach. We have reached the last song on their new album, Never Going Under. This is Living in the Gray. Kieran, take us to the closing song.
Okay. So, yeah, this is kind of the most cinematic song that we've ever done, I guess. It feels very grandiose, and you can almost imagine like a cowboy walking off into the sunset on a horse to the mountains or something, you know? But yeah, it was all actually about when we first got signed. I was in Los Angeles and we'd been touring for like nonstop for 6 months, and I found myself like really low and upset and just in a really bad place. And it kind of made me realize that no matter where you get to and when you think that you've got everything you wanted, it doesn't necessarily fix everything, and it doesn't necessarily, it's not everything is as simple as it seems. Once you get to the top of the hill, you're probably going to want more, or you're not going to be satisfied or whatever. So there's always something else to think about. So this song was like a bit of a talking about my mental health back then when we were first got signed and stuff. And hopefully it gives other people a little bit of therapy as well. I don't know. We'll see.
Living in the Gray, a touching song from Circle Waves, and we just listened to the entirety of the Liverpool band's fifth studio album, Never Going Under, coming to us from Pios. And if you want to catch them on tour, they will be touring the UK, Europe, and the US this winter and spring. If you live in Southern California, you can see them at the Troubadour on March 21st, and check out their Instagram at Circle Waves for more dates. Kieran, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us today?
I'm just happy that people are listening to our music. So if you've listened to our music and enjoyed it, then that's all I ever wanted. So thank you very much.
Kieran, thank you so much for sharing with us track by track, Never Going Under, and a big congratulations to you and everyone else in Circle Waves on the release of your fifth studio album.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Full Album Fridays is a production of KXFM in Laguna Beach, California. Interviewing, producing, and booking done by me, Erica Delamar. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next week for a new episode of Full Album Fridays.